But as it relates to the raid for today's daf, so Dova Be'itay Matoiv, just to talk a little bit about Inyana D'Yoyma, this is raid that we've touched on a little bit in the past, but Ein Beis Medrash B'Lei Chiddush, and in the spirit of Inyana D'Yoyma, just to bring it all together. That is, the Welt asks, why is it that there's no Mesechta in Shas called Meseches Chanukah? And if you think about it, Hagaba Atzmacha, we have Mesechtes Rosh Hashanah, which deals with the laws of Rosh Hashanah. Mesechtes Yuma, which deals with the laws of Yom Kippur. You have Mesechtes Sukkah, Psachim deals with the laws of Pesach. You have Mesechtes Megillah, which deals with Dinei Purim. We even have Mesechtes Maikatan, which deals with the halachas of Chol HaMoed. So why is it that Chanukah, which has a lot of halachas, Shulchan Aruch, it's a whole Torah Shleima, that we don't have a Mesechta called Mesechtes Chanukah? So it's Yudua that the Tamei Minhagim in Hilchas Chanukah brings a teretz nifla in the name of the Chassam Sofer. Now it's so nifla that you should have to read it inside. It's ois tof mem zayin. Tam shenes Chanukah loy nisker klal v'mishnah. The reason that the Nes Chanukah is not mentioned anywhere in the Mishnah is l'fish Rabbeinu HaKadosh Mesader HaMishnah, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, who was the one that was Mesader the Mishnah, Hayim Yizere David HaMelech Olav HaShalom. He was a descendant of David HaMelech. V'nes Chanukah Nasa Al Yedei Beis HaChashmeinam. And the miracle of Chanukah happened through the Chashmeinam. Now what did the Chashmeinam do after the Chanukah story? The Chashmeinam, they were Kohanim. But after the Chanukah story, Tafsu HaMelucha, they took the Melucha. In fact, the Gemara says in Masechet Tzavei Dezara that the Chashmeinam ruled over Klal Yisrael for 103 years. V'loi Hayu Mizera David. But they themselves were not from this family of David HaMelech. V'zeh heira l'Rabbeinu HaKadosh. And this is something that bothered Rabbeinu HaKadosh. U'bekosvei HaMishnah. And when Rabbeinu HaKadosh wrote the Mishnah, al pi Ruach HaKadosh. And he wrote it al pi Ruach HaKadosh. Nishmat HaNes Mechiburah. He omitted the story of Chanukah. So it says the Tamei HaMinhagim that you want to know why the story of Chanukah is not mentioned anywhere in the Mishnah. It's because who wrote the Mishnah? Rabbeinu HaKadosh wrote the Mishnah. Rabbeinu HaKadosh was from the Zera, he was from the family of David HaMelech. And really, the Chashmeinam, after the miracle of Chanukah, they wronged the family of David HaMelech. And the way they wronged them was, is they were in a position of power where they were able to reinstate the Malchus to Klal Yisrael. But instead of giving it to Malchus Beis David, which is really belonged, they ended up taking it for themselves. And by the way, the Ramban famously says in Parashas Vayechi that when they did that, they violated a pasuk in the Torah of Lo Yasur Shevet Mi Yehuda U'mechoykek Mi Bein Raglav. And the Ramban says, that's why the Gemara says in the beginning of Masechtas Bava Basra, Daf Gimel, that if somebody says he comes from the family of the Chashmeinam, we know that he's an Eved or a Shifcha, because at some point the family of the Chashmeinam was wiped out. What did they do to deserve this Oynish? Says the Ramban, because they were over on the Loisase in the Torah of Lo Yasur Shevet Yehuda. So says the Tamei HaMinhagim that Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, who himself was a member of the family of David HaMelech, he personally was ba'avled by virtue of the fact that his mishpacha somehow lost the melucha. Therefore, when he wrote the Mishnah, even though he wrote it al piruach hakodesh, nishmat hanes mechiburay. And then in parentheses it says b'shem agoyin hakodesh balchsam soifer zeich tzadik v'kodesh lebrach. This is not his own chiddush, the Baal Tamei HaMinhagim, but rather this is something that he said over in the name of the chassam soifer. Now the truth is, to say something like this, you would have to be the chassam soifer. But the Welt is mefak fake, and a lot of people have argued, and they say that this is not mentioned anywhere in the Torah, the chassam soifer, and they find it very, very hard to believe that the Chassam Sofer could have ever said something like this, that Rabbi Yehuda Anasi really would have written a whole Masechtas Chanukah. The reason he didn't do it was because he had some personal issue with the Chashmeinam, and as a result, the whole Nes happened with the Chashmeinam. Rabbi the Asim Beis David Mahapich Beschusi the David. Right, we know Rabbi came from David HaMelech, and it was because of that negiyus that he had, and even though it was written the Ruach HaKodesh, therefore he omitted it. So again, this is obviously above my pray grade to know if the Chassam Sofer did say it. He didn't say it. Tami Ben Hagam says he says it, but there were tzaddikim that had a big problem. They say Chas V'Shalom that the Chassam Sofer would have ever said something like this. But Afal Pisha Ein Raya LaDavar Zeicha LaDavar, maybe there is. To this idea from a Gemara in the end of Masechtas Ha'iriyos. So it's a very long Gemara, and we can't go through the whole Gemara right now. But the Gemara over there discusses the Nasi Rab Shimon ben Gamliel. Now, whenever you talk about Rabbi Gamliel, Rab Shimon ben Gamliel, so the first question is, which Rab Shimon ben Gamliel? So this is Rab Shimon ben Gamliel, who is Rabbi Yehuda Nasi's father. He's the Stam Rab Shimon Ben Gamliel in Shas. So this is Rebbe's father, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. And the Gemara tells a story that at some point the Chachamim were a little unhappy with some of the rules that Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel had put into place. Specifically, Rab Meir and Rab Nosson. So Rab Meir and Rab Nosson, the great Tana, they weren't happy with some takana that was imposed by Rab Shimon Gamliel. And they decided that they were going to do something to expose Rab Shimon Gamliel. That doesn't mean they were going to expose Rab Shimon Gamliel. They held that Rab Shimon Gamliel, even though he was the Nasi, but he was the Nasi because of his yichis, because of the fact that his father was Rab Gamliel the Yavna, and his father was Rab Shimon Gamliel that was from the Asara Rugei Malchus, and his father was Rab Gamliel Azakin, going back to Hillel. So it was because of his yichis that he had the shteller. And of course, Rab Shimon Gamliel is Rab Shimon Gamliel in Shas, so we know who Rab Shimon Gamliel was. But they felt that maybe there were others that were more worthy, and they decided that they're going to, in a public way, show everybody that Rab Shimon Gamliel is maybe not really worthy of being Nasi. So what did they do? They decided that the next day, Rav Shimon Gamliel comes into Beis Medrash, they're going to ask him a shayla in a very obscure part of Shas, Mesechtes Uktzen. So when we learned Perek Ha'arva HaRoitev, Mesechtes Chulin, it's a very hard perek in Shas, which deals with all the halachas of Uktzen. So the first raid bite that we spoke out was this Gemara, just to get a feel for how hard the Gemaras were about to learn now. Even Rav Shimon Gamliel, when the Tanam wanted to come up with something obscure, what did they come up with? Mesechtes Uktzen. So they decide they're going to ask him a Mesechtes Uktzen. And the reason they decided they're going to ask him that is because they knew that Rav Shimon Gamliel wasn't so fluent in Mesechtes Uktzen. And he was going to get up, he wasn't really going to know what to say, he was going to be embarrassed. And the Gemara says that there was one Yid that overheard this conversation, and the Gemara says his name was Rabbi Yaakov ben Karshi v'zocher l'atoiv, and he said, Dilma chas v'shalom asya milsali de kisufa. Rav Shimon Gamliel is going to be embarrassed, he's going to be humiliated, and this is not going to be good. So the Gemara says, Ozel Yosef Achayri Elisei de Rav Shimon Gamliel. He went to the place where Rav Shimon Gamliel lived, and at night Rav Shimon Gamliel is trying to learn, and then he's trying to go to sleep, and Rav Yaakov ben Karshi sits down, he opens up a Mesechtes Uktzen, and he starts yelling the Mishnayos as loud as he possibly can. And Rav Shimon Gamliel is trying to fall asleep, and Akenu Shlufen, because Rav Yaakov ben Karshi is learning Mesechtes Uktzen, and he's just saying it so loud, he's disturbing him. So the Gemara says, Amar, he said, Maida Kamon, he says, this must be a simon. Something's going on over here. It's probably meant for me to pay attention. Rav Shimon Gamliel overhears the whole shir on Mesechtes Uktzen. The next day he walks into Beis Medrash and they say, you know, we were thinking maybe the Nasi could give shir klali on Mesechtes Uktzen. He says, Mesechtes Uktzen, perfect. He gets up and at Gazok Azash Tikkul Taira, it was half of a fella. But the Gemara said, Rav Shimon Gamliel was a chacham. He understood something happened over here. He did a little bit of an investigation and he found out that it was Rav Meir and Rav Nosson that were behind it. And the Gemara says he told Rav Meir and Rav Nosson that because of what just happened, I'm sorry, I have to be moichel l'kavod ha'Torah for the kavod of the Nesias. And he said, you're no longer going to be allowed to be in Beis Medrash. So Rav Meir and Rav Nosson are respectfully requested that they no longer be in Beis Medrash. The Gemara says at some point Rav Shimon Gamliel came around and he said, maybe this is a little too harsh. He said, you could come back in Beis Medrash. But at the same time, miyu, nik nesinu, you're still going to be punished. That no one could say over any Torah in your name. And from that day on, Rameyu became known as Acherim. It's a Tosfos that says that the only time Rameyu is called Acherim is when he's saying over Torah in the name of his Rebbe Acher. But either way, this is the rest of the story. So had Rav Meir become Acherim, had Rav Nosson become Yeshayimrim, it's a Gemara, Hyrius with Gimel Amid Beis. It was because of this story. The Gemara says, I'm fast-forwarding a little bit. Once upon a time, after Rav Shimon Gamliel had already passed away, Rebbe, who's Rav Shimon Gamliel's son, Rabbi Yudah Nasi, was learning with his son Rav Shimon. And he said over a Mishnah in Mesechtes Tmura, and he said, quote, Acherim Oimrim, others say, Ilu haya tmura lay haya kar. Said over Allah Mesechtes Tmura. And he said in the name of Achim, Amalai, so Rab Shimon, who's the son of Rebbe, asked his father, Achirim, others? Mihem halalu. Who are these others? Shemeyamanushaisim, whose waters we're drinking, Uchmoisa, they don't maskirim. But for some reason, we're not letting mention their names in Beis Medrash. Amalai, so Rebbe told him, these are Bnei Adam, Shebikshu Lakr, Kfoidcho, Kfoid Beis Avicha. These are people that they wanted to uproot your covet and the covet of your tata. Amalai, so his son told him, the Pasuk says in Koheles, Gam Ahavasam, Gam sinasam, gam kinasam kvaravda. In English, let bygones be bygones. Right, all the ahava and all the sinna and all the kinna, it's all gone. It's water under the bridge. Why are you still worried about it? Amalei, so Rebbe told his son, you always have to be vigilant. Ha'oyev tamu, even when the enemy is not here anymore, but charavo is lanetzach, his weapon sometimes can stand forever. So the Gemara says, he told him Abba Fart, so he came around and he says, you're right, I'm not going to say Acherim anymore, but rather he said, Mishum Rameir Omru. He wouldn't say Rameir Oimer. He wouldn't fagin to say Rameir Oimer. Why? Because of what he had done to his father. So I always thought that this Gemara is a little bit of a shemetz, of a sheiches, to this hergish that Chassam Sofer, maybe, is expressing in the Tamei Amen Hagim. And that is, you see this kanos that Rebbe had for his family. Rebbe lived with this motto, Tehillim Perek Tes, Ha'oyev Tamu Charovois Lanetzach. The enemy might be gone, but Charovois Lanetzach. You always have to be vigilant. And Rebbe had this gewaldige kanos. He stood up, he was Meicha Keneged, his family. You want to know who these people are? He said, B'nei Adam Shebikshu Laku Kvoitcho Kvoit Beisavicho. The Chashmoinom, they took the Malchus, and they were oiked the covet of the family of David HaMelech. That's what happened. So Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, who in the end of Masech Tesoiris has this hergish of Ha'oyev Tamu Charovois Lanetzach, maybe this is a little bit of a remez to this Dover Nifla that's brought down in the Tamei Amen Hagim in the name of the Chassam Sofer. But either way, this is not the Pashup Shah. So what is the Pashup Shah? What is the reason that we don't have a Masechta on Chanukah? So I looked around, and it seems that the most pashup shot that people want to suggest is that it seems the laws of Chanukah were very, very fluent by people. It seems like the Olam knew Hilchas Chanukah. It sounds like the Pashim knew it. And because they knew it, so there was this sense that it wasn't so necessary to have to go ahead and have a whole Masechta for it. Meaning, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi chronicled things that people didn't really know. But the story of Chanukah was fresh. It was relatively recent. And as a result, people knew what you were supposed to do. People knew the halachas. And it's for that reason it wasn't so necessary. Interestingly enough, I think this mahalach is merumis, literally bederech remes, in the Chassam Sofer. Now, this Chassam Sofer is in the Chedushei Chassam Sofer al Hashas. This we have the source for. It's a Masechtes Gittin, Dafayin Chesamir Aleph. Talk about talked away. So, this is a Masechtes Gittin. The Dibur Hamaskel of the Chassam Sofer is Kinsi Shtar Choivze. So, this is really, really not Nogeya, the Sugis of Chanukah. But in the middle of a very long Chassam Sofer, in Chedushei Chassam Sofer al Hashas, the Chassam Sofer says Yesoid. He says that Yesh Loimar, it could be there's an idea, that the only time Rabbi Yehuda Nasi wrote things in Mishnayos were if these were things that people didn't really know. But anything that everyone knew, it was universally understood that this is what you have to do. Things like that, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi wrote in Mishnayos. So listen to a few lines. Va'al titama, says the Chassam Sofer, even though it sounds like a very big Chiddush, don't be so surprised. Shari b'shum makim b'mishnah. There isn't one place in Mishnayos where it says sheyoniach adam tefillin. Is there a Mishnah that says you have to wear tefillin? Shebeged shadal kanfis chayovim betzitzis. Is there a Mishnah that says you have to wear tzitzis? No. Ela tefillu shal roish enim akiv shal yad v'tcheilas enim akiv lavan. Those are Mishnayos and Masechtas Menachos. So you have a Mishnah that says is the yad makiv the roish and vice versa. Is the tcheilas makiv the lavan and vice versa. Oh, but says the Chassam Sofer, and not just that. Ready? V'loy tnan. There's no Mishnah anywhere that says chayiv adam lahadlik ner Chanukah. Doesn't say that. It doesn't say Chayiv Adam Lahadlik Ner Chanukah. Eli, you know what it says? Gates Sheyoytze, Rabbi Yehuda Imer B'Ner Chanukah Potter. He's referring to a mission, then the Perek HaKoinus, where the mission discusses Halacha, where someone extinguished the fire, his camel, he was a mazik, but it was Ner Chanukah, who's Chayiv and who's going to be Potter? Oh, but the Ner Chanukah Gufa, Heicho Huske B'Mishnah. Where does it say anywhere in the Mishnah you have to light Ner Chanukah? El, Regilim Oye B'Kach, because everybody knew it. V'loy hiskir, therefore it didn't have to be mentioned. Hachanami, l'shoynes halalu. So to hear in this very complicated lamdish sugi that the Chassam Sofer is discussing, the same thing is going to be true. But this is a metziah neira. This is a Chassam Sofer, where the Chassam Sofer seems to say mamish this word. Just like it doesn't say anywhere in Mishnayos you have to wear tefillin, it doesn't say anywhere in Mishnayos that you have to wear a beged shel dalet kanfos, so too it doesn't say anywhere in Mishnayos that you have to light Chanukah lech. V'ner Chanukah gufa heicha huske b'mishnah, freit the Chassam Sofer. Vu shteit es ergetz an ha-mishnah? Ela regilim haye b'kach. V'loy hiskir, wasn't it didn't have to be mentioned because we were ragel. But either way, that would seem to be the poshut reason why the story of Chanukah is not mentioned. And oh, by the way, that is mefurish. That is mefurish in the Chassam Sofer. But there's another reason that's mentioned, something we touched upon not so long ago, but only touched upon it. Why the story of Chanukah is not mentioned in Mishnayos. And just to take a step back, there's a sefer that's called Shailus Retruvus Eidus B'Yehoisev. So the Eidus B'Yehoisev was written by an 18th century Sfarda Shagoyin. His name was Rabbi Yosef Chaim Ben Samon. He lived in Morocco. He was a guy in Oilam, and he was asked Shailus from all over the world. Shailus Retruvus Eidus B'Yehoisev. In Chelik Beis Simen Tezvav, The Eidus B'Yehosef was asked this question. Lama loishano lanu Rabbeinu HaKadosh b'shisha sidrei Mishnah dinei ner Chanukah v'dinei Chanukah. And just to be clear, we should have spoken this out right at the beginning. Chanukah is mentioned in Mishnayos. You have the Mishnah in Perek HaKoinis that we just mentioned. If someone's mazik, he lights a fire, eish, but the fire was ner Chanukah, what's the halacha? It's a Mishnah Masechtas Bikurim. The Mishnah says the last time that you're able to bring Bikurim, the earliest time is Shavuos. The last time you're able to bring it is Chanukah. We just had a Mishnah not so long ago, Masechtas Rosh Hashanah. Al Shisha Chadashim Hashluchim Yoytzim. There were 6 months that the Shluchim used to go out to notify all the Yidden and Galus when exactly Rosh Chodesh was, and one of them was Ala Kislev. And the reason they went on Kislev was Mipnei HaChanukah. So there are places in Mishnayos where Chanukah is mentioned. But Dine Chanukah, Hilchas Chanukah, that's not something that's mentioned. So this Svardish Goyin, Rabbi Yosef Chaim ben Samon, 250 or so years ago, was asked this question. He was asked, why is it that the story of Chanukah is not mentioned? And the Shoyel suggested two reasons. The first reason, the Rabbi Yosef Chaim ben Samon rejected. The second reason, he told him, I believe, is Tam Ke'ikar. That's the real reason. And he says that the reason is based on something that the Gemara mentions in many places in Shas, and really it's worth taking a step backwards and re-exploring a little bit so we can appreciate it a little bit better. The Gemara throughout Shas talks about a scroll that was known as Megillas Tainus. So what was Megillas Tainus? Megillas Tainus was a scroll of that canonic dates. Dates where really, really good special things had happened to the Jews. These were miracles, things that were cause for celebration. In fact, Megillas Tainus says that any date that's mentioned inside the scroll is supposed to be a miniature yontif. So much so, if somebody dies and there's a levaya, no hespedim on that day. On that day, you're not allowed to fast. That's not going to be okay either. And all these dates were mentioned in the Megillas Tainus. Now, Rashi in Masechtas Erev and Daf Samech Beis Amid Beis, and it's also Rashi in Masechtas Tainus Daf Tes Vav Amid Beis, says that the Megillas Tainus was very, very unique in that it was written even before Torah Shebaal Peh was written. So we know that initially, when the Torah was given, we got the Chamishei Chumshei Torah, and then eventually the Nevi'im, they added to the point where we had Chav Dalet Sifrei Tanakh. We had 24 Svar. But only Torah Shebiksav was allowed to be written. Torah Shebaal Peh was not allowed to be written. It's an Issei Deraisa. Dvarim Shebaal Peh, Iyat Torah Shoy L'Koisvan. Until Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi came, and he said, Eish Lassis L'Hashem Eferu Torah Secho. He realized that if the Torah Shebaal Peh is not going to be written, the Torah Shebaal Peh is going to be forgotten. And that's not okay. So he said, Al Zen Nemar, Eis Lassus Lashem Eferu Torah Secho, and it was matter to write the Torah Shebaal Peh. But before the Torah Shebaal Peh was written, there was one element that wasn't Chof Dalet Sifrei Tanakh that was allowed to be written, and that was the Megillas Tainus. Just to read Rashi's Loshen in Erevin Samech Beis Amid Beis. Lahachi nakat Megillas Tainus shalei hoysa dvar halacha ksuva b'yemeyen afilu ois achas chutz mi Megillas Tainus. It was the only thing that was allowed to be written. It was Megillas Tainus. So said Rabbi Yosef Chaim ben Samon. He says, if you go through Megillas Tainus, you know what you're going to see? You're going to see that most of Megillas Tainus, most of these miniature holidays that we have in Megillas Tainus, they were a result of the Chanukah story. So the Chanukah story happened, and then as a result of the fact that the Chanukah story happened, we had all these different Yom Tovim. Just go through it. He said, I'll tell you better. Take a look at Perek Tes in Masechtas Megillas Tainus, or in Hilchas Megillas Tainus. Perek Tes. So Perek Tes, it goes by order of the month. So Perek Tes is the ninth month, which is Chodesh Kislev. So Be'esrim B'chamshebei, Chanukas Yoimin Tamna Deloy L'mispa. There's an 8-day stretch, we are not allowed to fast. What are the 8 days that start on the 25th day of the ninth month of the year? That's what we know as Chanukah. Just going to read a little bit. Shekishenichlesu Yevanim lehechol timu kol hashmanim shebehechol ukeshegover yad beis chashminoy v'nitzchon batgu v'leimatzu elu pachechot shayimunuch b'chaysom eshekoyin gadol shloy nitma v'lei hoi b'lei hadigeli yamech. They only had enough to light one day. V'nasa boi neis v'edliku shmoyne yomim l'shan acheres kavu shmoyne yomim toivim. The next year they ended up having 8 days. And then it goes on and on and on. Umaro lehadikas haneiros. More about the chashminoyim. I'm skipping a little bit. Mitzvahs ner Chanukah. Ner echot ishu beisoy. V'amahadrin ner lechol nefesh venefesh. Va'amahadrin min amahadrin b'shama yomim yamushim madlik shmoyna b'kam ve'elach poisach poiches moilach b'snul yomim yamushim madlik nechod. You're supposed to be ma'ilah b'kodesh mitzvah sad l'kosa. When are you supposed to light it? M'shetishka achama at shetichla regel min ashok u'mitzvah lanichal pesach beisoy. It's supposed to be the Pesach HaSomach L'Yerushalayim, B'shas HaSakona, Menich Al Shulchan V'daya, said Rabbi Yosef Chaim Ben Samon, look at Megillah's Tainus. The whole Megillah's Tainus is Kemat Chanukah. You have, number one, the Chanukah story. You have the Yontav of Chanukah that's mentioned. You have the Halachas of Iker, Ner, Ishu, Besoy. You have Mahadrin. You have Mahadrin, Minah Mahadrin. You have Moisef V'Hoylech. You have Poisef, Poiches V'Hoylech. Asher Tichle Regem and Ashok. Pesach HaSomach L'Besoy. You have all these different Halachas. So the emes is, said Rabbi Yosef Chaim Ben Samon, you want to know why Yehuda Anasi didn't write a Masechtas Tainus? He didn't have to. That was the only Masechta the Yidden had when he sat down to write the Mishnayos. That work had already been done. It poshut wasn't necessary. What was necessary was to be Moisef. There was one piece of Torah Shebaal Peh that had been written. Other than that, there wasn't even an Oisachas, Zok Rashi and Erev and Samach Beis. But we had Tainus. And we had Chanukah. And because we had Chanukah, it wasn't necessary. And because it wasn't necessary, it's for that reason he didn't go ahead and write it. One of the classic Pirushim on Megillah's Tainus is a Pirush called Eshel Avram. It was written by a Goyin that lived in the 19th century. His name was Avram Elio Bornstein. Avram Elio Bornstein, he was the author of the Pirush Eshel Avram, which is a Pirush on Megillah's Tainus. And his Hakdama to his Pirush Eshel Avram in Megillah's Tainus, he also talks about the fact that Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi didn't write. He also talks about the fact that Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi didn't write any Masechtas Tainus. And then he says that the reason is, he doesn't quote the Sefer Shailos HaTshuvos Eidos B'Yosef, but he's mechavim to what the Eidos B'Yosef says. It seems there was some Messiah on this. He says it's because he didn't have to write it, because Megillah's Tainus has the halachas of Chanukah, and not only does it have the halachas of Chanukah, but so much of the other things that are mentioned in Megillah's Tainus, they flowed, they came as a result of the story of Chanukah. Ad kidei kach, he has one punchline in the middle of the piece. He says, Alma, v'chulu, 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 ulozeh yesh l'kroisa. He says, if you would ask me, you can give Megillah's Tainus another name. Yesh l'kroisa gam mesachas Chanukah. So he said, there is a mesachas Chanukah. You know what the Masechtas Chanukah is? It's Megillah's Tainus. Megillah's Tainus is Masechtas Chanukah. And that's why, said Rabbi Yosef Chaim Ben Samon, and said Rabbi Avram Elio Bornstein, to Ga'inei Olam from Friya de Gedeiris, that Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi never felt he had to write a Masechtas Tainus, because Masechtas Chanukah is because really, we have a Masechtas Chanukah. And what is the Masechtas Chanukah? It's Megillah's Tainus. So where are the halachas of Megillah's Tainus mentioned? So not surprising, the primary source of Megillah's Tainus is a Masechtas Tainus, right? It's not shocking. It's called Megillah's Tainus, although it's a little bit of a misnomer, because Megillah's Tainus is a Megillah of days that you're not allowed to fast. Masechtas Tainus talks about all the dinim of Tainus. Megillah's Tainus are the days that you're not allowed to fast, but of course, Vehenei Nadvarim. So you have to know when you fast, when you don't fast. And really, Megillah's Tainus, the source, even though it's mentioned in different places in Shas, oh, but the Makar, the Shoresh HaDvarim, if you were going to sit down and learn the sugya of Megillah's Tainus, you would start in Masechtas Tainus. You know where you would start? You would start with the Mishnah on Daf Tes Vav Amid Beis, because that's where the Mishnah mentions Megillah's Tainus, and then immediately you would go to the Gemara. The Gemara starts on Daf Yud Zayin Amid Beis, about 15 lines from the bottom, exactly where we ended off today. And it goes and it continues until the end of the second parak of Masechtas Tainus. In other words, the sugya of Megillah's Tainus and Shas is Masechtas Tainus Daf Yud Zayin and Masechtas Tainus Daf Yud Ches, which coincides exactly to the minute with the first day of Masechtas Chanukah. So we mentioned last week the epic Hashgacha of November 22nd, which is the one secular day that's mentioned by the Beis Yosef quoting the Avodram. And it's based on a Gemara of Shishim Yom Lachar at Kufa, which is one daf in Shas. It's Masechtas Tainus Daf Yud. And it just so happened that Masechtas Tainus Daf Yud, during this machzor with all the different Hashgacha that's going on with the daf and then Yonah Diyoyma, that one day fell out when? It fell out of Masechtas Tainus Daf Yud. L'chayra, Hashgacha brought this on a different level. I don't think this is any less incredible. And that is, it's the first day of Chanukah, and really today, Dovah B'itay Ma Toiv would be to sit down and to learn Masechtas Chanukah. And it's exactly what every person learning Daf Yomi is going to do. Because when you learn Daf Yomi, you're starting today on the first day of Chanukah into the second day of Chanukah, the sugi of Megillas Tainis. Megillas Tainis, the Kadmoinim had a Mesoira, was Masechtas Chanukah. It comes from the Sfardish world, Rabbi Yosef Chaim Ben Samon. It comes from the Ashkenazi world, Rabbi Avram Eliyo Bernstein. But the bottom line is there was a Mesoira that Masechtas Chanukah is a Masechta that we do have, and it's none other than Megillas Tainis. So last week we had November 22nd, and literally 8 days later, we have a little Chanukah miracle where we have this incredible Hashkocha, where on the first day Chanukah, what are we going to do? We're sitting down and we're learning Masechtas Chanukah.